Dr. Frank Newport. He is from Gallup Polling. Frank, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Good to be with you.
Interesting poll. Front page USA Today yesterday. Poll, racial divisions remain, but there's pride and of progress since MLK. Tell me about this poll.
Well, next Thursday, which is the 28th of August, is the dedication of the new Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. on the Tidal Basin. That's also the anniversary of his I Have a Dream speech, Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. So we decided it was a good time to go out and reassess some of our trends on black-white relationships. So we ask Americans a lot of questions along those lines, and we find, as you say, that in some instances, Americans are certainly more likely to recognize that things have changed, but in other instances, not so much. And there are big differences still between the ways blacks and whites look at the world out there.
Talk about those differences.
Well, for one thing, and I highlighted this in a story I wrote today, there are big differences in what blacks and whites think the role of government should be. Blacks are still, in America today, more likely to say that government should intervene to make life better for blacks and other minorities. And also, blacks are more likely to, majorities, say that we need new civil rights laws still at this point in time. Whites are much less likely to say so. And the role of government, as you know, is one of the big issues now that we face in the political front, because that's a lot of the argument on politics is conservatives saying government should do less, liberals saying government do more. Well, here we have a racial difference where blacks in America are still saying, like Martin Luther King said, government should be an instrument to try to make the situation better for minorities, and whites are saying, no, government's done enough. We don't need government to intervene anymore.
Dr. Newport, what surprised you most about this poll?
Well, that wasn't surprising what I just talked about, of course, as much. So I don't think that we are greatly shocked to find that blacks and whites look at the world somewhat differently than they had before. I guess to some people it's surprising to say that they're, when you put everything together, that is all Americans, regardless of race and ethnicity, we still find that about, and here's an interesting finding, one out of 10 disapprove of marriage between blacks and whites. That's still today that there's a disapproval. Back in 1958, on that question, which I think is quite interesting, we had 94% who disapproved. So we've moved from 94% disapproval of interracial marriage way down, but still 11% of Americans today disapprove of marriage between blacks and whites.
Interesting. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be on this planet. In looking at this poll, how many people did you talk with?
Well, our typical sample in our polling is 1,000 Americans to represent all Americans, but in this particular sample, we did what we call an oversample of blacks. We had about a little under 400 blacks in the sample, so our total sample of this was about 1,300. The reason we do that is that African Americans are about 12% of the U.S. population, so in a sample of 1,000, in theory, you would get 120, but actually, for various reasons, we usually get slightly under 100. So to give us a more substantial sample of African Americans, we could really look at their attitudes, we oversampled blacks. So that's why we ended up in this particular poll with 1,300.
You know, in your business, you deal a lot with labels. You're looking for different types of people, different ages, different socioeconomic backgrounds. Sometimes asking those questions of different people, has that become a little uncomfortable?
Well, I don't get uncomfortable doing it. Maybe that's why I'm not a great dinner guest, right, or go to a party, because I love to ask people questions. Mm-hmm. And actually what we find is, for the most part, that people like to ask questions, even if they're controversial. You know, we do a lot of questions on religion, what's your personal religion? And we ask, of course, in this poll, race questions. We just a week ago asked people questions, would you rather have a man or a woman boss, for example. So we're always probing and pushing and asking these kinds of questions, kind of like a psychiatrist would. And I don't feel, our interviewers don't feel uncomfortable, because the bottom line is Americans kind of like to answer those questions. We kind of like it when people ask probing questions, because it forces us to think ourselves, and sometimes that's very good.
Dr. Frank Newport is from Gallup Polling. Thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.